Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QFT, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1PPY, activating the Fuck Your Amateur Radio Association Technical Services Net. This net is held weekly on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. local time on the 147-165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. I'm going to add a caveat to that, net controller operator dependent. I may put in a quick plug for any net control operators or anybody interested in net control operating to give us a hand to make sure that this happens weekly. I can put all the schedule together in the world, but without an operator there to make it happen, even a pickup operator, if you hear silence, we definitely could use some net controllers to help us keep this going. But the Farah VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Fakir Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 Hz subaudible tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to farahnet@w4va.org. You can also volunteer for net operations through the farahnet@w4va.org email address. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have any particular topics. I'm toying with an idea. When I get into the contesting, I'll explain a little bit more, but does anybody have a topic that they would like to discuss or a burning question that needs answered? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard at this point. Let's get into announcements. I have on my list of announcements an upcoming test session on November 19th at 9:30. This session appears to be in Stafford, 2001 Parkway Boulevard, Stafford, Virginia. If you need further information for it, it's available on the website, and I think k4ter@arrl.net. I think Katie's still the point of contact for getting the test sessions set aside and scheduled up. I also have the Informal Club Breakfast, November 26th at 8 a.m. We're back to meeting in the bistro at the Fauquier Hospital. The usual door that's there on the side is now key carded, so you have to kind of come in through the main entrance, let them know you're going to the bistro, and then follow the signs to make it on down there. But I guess we start off at about 8, and anybody is welcome to come by and visit and see what all is going on. They have also on the calendar the monthly club meeting taking place December 8th, 7:15 p.m. at the PATH Foundation. And there's an updated WebEx if you can't attend in person. You can find that there on the right-hand side if you go to w4va.org, and it'll let you know all the WebEx information needed. Before I move into the next session, does anybody else have any announcements that they would like to have known? This is KS1PPY, this is Sunday Night Technical Service. Okay, not hearing any other announcements for the moment. In contesting news, we got some upcoming contests that I thought were mildly interesting. I guess right now there's an EME contest in progress. If you've never had a chance to try some EME, it would be a chance to reach out and see who all you can hear. But the two that I found the most interesting for the purpose possibly of tonight's discussion is currently going on now, and again on Sunday, November 20th, is the AWA Bruce Kelly 1929 QSO Party. What I found interesting about this particular contest is the participants have either acquired or built their own transmitters using 1929 or earlier designs, techniques, tubes, or any of that kind of stuff. that brings me to the topic that I was going to suggest for tonight was, what is your oldest piece of equipment and what do you like about it or don't like about it? I thought it was an interesting idea to have contests dedicated to particularly old pieces of equipment. There's another contest coming up on the 20th as well, the Homebrew and Old Time Equipment QSO Party. And this is for people with older equipment or home-built equipment, homebrew radios. You can find their information on how to participate in the contest at the contest calendar, contestcalendar.com. And there's a couple different Class A, Class B for all the different types of radios that you can put on there. But I thought it might make for an interesting discussion as to who has the oldest equipment, do you have older equipment, and how do you like it, what do you like about it. So that being said, let's move on into check-ins, and then we'll start the rounds. Anybody who'd like to check in and join us, please call now.
This is K1HTV.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, in and out.
KF4TK, no comment.
K3FR,
no comment tonight.
W4RKU.
KO4, November Mike Charlotte.
No comment tonight, Sid.
I think I got stepped on. We'll try this again. KO4, November Mike Charlotte.
W4 Victor Fox Whiskey.
KN4 FPL, no comment.
KB4TCK.
Okay, let's hold it there for just a minute. I had quite a few doubles, quite a few step-ons, and I had I believe there was an Echolink check-in. I probably should have gone for Echolinks first because I couldn't hear the two stations kind of intermingling in there. So if you are on with Echolink, please go ahead and call now.
Whiskey 4, Victor Fox Whiskey, Echo Link.
Okay, sorry, my brain went faster than my fingers. I got Whiskey 4, Victor Foxtrot. Victor, is that correct?
Victor Foxtrot Whiskey, VFW.
Okay, I got you. Whiskey 4, Victor Foxtrot Whiskey. Appreciate the check-in and your patience. Are there any other Echo Link check-ins? Please call now. Okay, let me run through the list real quick. I got K1HTV, Rich, thank you for coming in. KO4 Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, Matt, thanks for coming by. You had no comment. KF4TK was no comment. K3FR, there was somebody that doubled with you, but we'll get to that here in a second. Whiskey4RKU, Kevin. KO4NMC. KO4VNZ, KN4SPO, no comment. Bob, thanks for coming in. And I had a KB4GZK, I don't think that's correct. And then our Echolink check-in, Whiskey4, Victor Foxtrot Whiskey. Real quick, KB4GZ, if you're call sign starts with KB4. Please correct me and make sure I got your call sign correct. Call now.
Yeah, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Tango, Charlie Kilo, Mitch in North Stafford, Virginia.
Okay, sorry, I was trying to correct again. Give me that call sign one last time. I got KB4T, one more time.
Yeah, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Tango, Charlie Kilo. That's KB4TCK, Mitch in North Stafford, Virginia.
This K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, Robert in Riva, Virginia.
This is K2PI.
This is KN4MOX, no comment.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel, no comment this evening, Sippy.
Okay, sounds good. We got KB4TCK, K4GVH, K2PI, KN4MOX was... I believe that was no comment, and then KM4OZH was no comment.
All right. Let's go ahead and pause there for the moment. We'll start at the top of the list, and we're just going with what's your oldest piece of equipment, what you've been up to, what you've been doing. And we'll start off with Rich, K1HTV. Go ahead.
Should be KS1PPY in the net from K1HTV. Good evening to all. Just got back from Andy's house, K1RA. Had a nice pre-Thanksgiving dinner. Celebrating Thanksgiving a little bit early. Had a great time over there. But I missed seeing in person Alan, KO4NMC. And he was nice enough to drop off some parts that I'm going to go through and pick out a few and return the balance to him of some attenuators, etc. So, Alan, thank you for those. And as far as my oldest piece of equipment, okay. The oldest piece of equipment I have now, not using it, but it's on the shelf if I ever need it. It's an old antenna tuner built by W3ZZ, the former Silent Key. He was the writer, the author of the QST World Above 50 Megahertz VHF column for about a decade. I knew him as K1ANV in his early days, his first day when he was attending Yale University in New Haven. I lived in New Haven and met Gene Zimmerman in 1959. In 1960, he gave me an antenna tuner, homebrew antenna tuner, parallel in, coax out, and I used it in the early days, and I still have it. It's on the shelf, and I have not used it for a while, but 1960, so that would make it 62 years old. That's my oldest piece of equipment. It's functioning, but haven't used it for a while. Other activities, I talked to Katie and David, K4TER and N7RCE this morning, and Katie reported they have they ran a test, and they have 47 new hams. That's 47 new hams from an exam that they did at a STEM school, and I believe it was in Alexandria. So we'll be hearing a whole bunch of new hams on the air in the weeks to come, and they're from all over Northern Virginia. So we'll be looking forward to seeing some new, lots of new calls on the air. That group is also in the process of building a satellite. They have an on-campus 70-centimeter repeater, which they'll be using to talk to each other on campus. So it sounds like a neat group of guys. They have a teacher who will be teaching them for 4 years. Most of them are freshmen. So that particular teacher who is interested in becoming a ham also will be teaching them. And it looks like they got a good crew of future hams there. Next weekend is the sweepstakes phone contest. Andy, K1RA, my son, will be operating from the K1HTV station with the new antennas, the new rotating tower and other antennas. And they'll be putting in a pretty good effort next weekend from this place, from this QTH. Conditions have been pretty good. Solar flux around the 137 mark, and the upper bands have been quite good. Lots of DX coming up and getting up in the morning about 7 or 8 o'clock. You hear plenty of Europeans coming through on 10 meters and 12 meters, and just good to see the conditions so good. So if you've not been on the higher frequencies, encourage you to get on. In the evening, the band is open to the west, even until to parts of Asia at times. So that's it for now. Back to you, Sippy. And again, thanks for taking the net. This is K1HTV.
My business. You reminded me. I forgot about a contest that caught my eye briefly. On Wednesday is the VHF-UHF FT8 activity contest. I like these UHF-VHFs because it gives those with a technician license, not just the...
KS1PPY, K3FR. Good evening to the net, and thank you, Sippy, for taking the net tonight. Let's see, equipment. I've only got two old pieces of equipment. One is a Bunnell double speed key. This is what's typically referred to as a sideswiper. It was actually manufactured by Intel Electronic Products, which bought out Bunnell in the early 1970s. And that, and then the only other piece of equipment that I have that's moderately old is a late 1950s Simpson 260 voltmeter. That was my dad's. I need to get some new probes for that. That the probe wire is the old rubber wire, and it's gone hard and cracked pretty badly. So I have to put that together and clean up the contacts and get that up and going. Let's see, as far as activity, I noticed that today there was some e-skip reported across the central states, extending down to, I guess, probably central or southern or western Tennessee and Georgia, up into the Midwest on 6 meters. And yesterday morning there was some interesting little tropo ducting enhancement on 2 meters, not any very far, but some good signals from quite a few of the grid squares around here that we don't normally get all the time. That was about it. So I'm back to the group, KS1PPY, K3FR.
Sounds good. I need to get back into activity. I've been trying to get my antennas reset up after storms and never seem to get to do it. Thank you for the reports. I know that you put them out during the day when you come across them. I've always appreciated that. So. Let's see. Next up, we've got W4RKU. Kevin, go ahead.
KS1PPY, W4RKU Internet. Good evening, Cindy. Thank you for doing the net tonight. The thing is, do I have old stuff that I use? And there's the kicker. Because I do have some old stuff. I have, a very old, I think a Palomar engineer's frequency standard that's probably around from the 50s or 60s. And I don't know what happened to it, have a Simpson voltmeter like Ron for my dad. So, must be a common hand-me-down. I haven't done a lot of operating. I've been upgrading and rebuilding my scanner Raspberry Pi thing. But I plan on getting on the air too. I know the VHF contest was mentioned, and I'm kind of waiting for the one after Thanksgiving, which is the CQ Worldwide DFCW. So, outside of that, I have nothing else to add to the conversation, so I'll turn it back over to you. KS1PPY, W4RKU, back to the net.
Well, sounds good. Yeah, I guess hand-me-downs is kind of a thing. I forgot to mention that my oldest piece of equipment is a multimeter as well, and an old Radio Shack, I think this is a GRMS radio. I've never actually played around with trying to get it going, but it came kind of as a we'll call it the junk pile from my pop out in California. An SWR meter, a multimeter, and this little radio that he didn't have use for that I haven't really played with. I think they're being Radio Shack. I think they're probably from the 80s, somewhere in there, so not nearly as old as some, but could be considered ancient by others. let's see. Next up, I had this is KS1PPY with the Sunday Night Technical Services Net for ID. Next up, I had KO4NMC Alan. He may have been in and out, but we'll give it a try. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Sippy and the Net. This is KO4NMC. Just in, not in and out yet. Just in at this moment. Had a nice day kind of traveling around in the western area around Amosville and some other areas just to get out to get some sanity, but stopped by Rich's place to drop some stuff off. Had a chance to stand and ponder what I'm doing wrong as I looked at the massive antenna farm he has going on there, something that's quite impressive and something I think everyone should see, one of the seven wonders. Stopped by to see Bruce, many of you know KN4GDX, and he's preparing a presentation on quantum computing, and gave me enough of it to make my brain feel like it was hurting, so it was time to head home. With that, the oldest thing I have right now, and I don't have it up and working yet, I purchased a part of an ANGRC 106, and some of you probably remember these. These were in the old rat rigs in the military. It was a single side or USB, and we use them for RTTY in the military. I've got just half of it right now, the receiver transmitter, and it's missing the amplifier, so I'm kind of scouring eBay here and there to try to finish the rest of that thing off and get it up and working. I would like to have just a working piece of memory from the military days, but that's kind of the oldest thing I have. That's probably mid-60s technology, so it's not terribly old, but older than me. So that's all I've got with that. I'll pass it back. This is KO4NMC.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. I actually was looking at a couple, a whole back not too long ago, looking for some old communication shelters and antennas. The military stuff was really kind of built to last, so that's kind of funny. You got a rat rig, or most of it, most of the pieces of one put together. It'd be interesting to put it in a shelter, put it on the back of a truck, go places. That was what I was going to do with it. Oh, and also thank you for picking up the net last week. I got word too late that Brad wasn't going to be able to make it, and I heard you picked it up for him. I greatly appreciate that. Let's see, KO4VNZ, Chuck, go ahead.
VS1PTY, this is KO4VNZ. Thank you, Sippy, for taking the net. To tell you the truth, I forgot what I was going to say today on the net. But on the topic of old equipment, I'm too new a ham to have any real old equipment. But I can think back in my days in high school. That would have been in the late 60s. I built a heat pit oscope. And I really enjoyed and learned a lot of electronics from that. Unfortunately, while I was away in the Navy, my folks moved and they threw out a lot of my stuff, including my oscope. So that's about it as far as any old equipment for me. I have a lot of fond memories of using really old equipment in the.
Sounds like a good subject for the informal breakfast. And with November and Veterans Day, I'll also, since there wasn't an ad on Veterans Day, I'll actually throw that out there. Happy Veterans Day to everybody who served, and thank you for your service. And you are my brothers in arms. Love it. That sounds like something we should get together on at the informal breakfast. Let's see, next up we have KB4TCK. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to everybody on the net. This is KB4TCK, Mitch in North Stafford, Virginia. I too haven't been a ham for very long, so I don't have a lot of old equipment. Most of my equipment is new. But I do have an old Venture paddle that I got when I was a Morris operator back in the Coast Guard that was given to me when I left. Now closed, November, Mike, November, Comstate, Boston. I've worked a lot of merchant traffic with that old key, and I still have it. And I hope to dust it off and use it soon. So that's about all I have. Thanks for reaching out. Thanks for running the net. That's all I have. This is KB4TCK, back to net control.
Sounds good. I sense a theme of tears and older military equipment kind of coming through. let's see, W4VFW, I got Rob via Echolink. Go ahead.
Thank you. The oldest piece of equipment that I have, and I still use it on occasion, is a Gonset G76. They call it a transceiver. It's plate modulated, crystal control on transmit, VFO is receive only. I still use it once in a while when I'm up about 5 o'clock in the morning and the guys around here are on AM at that time and until about 7 AM. I've been on 40, but usually I stick with 3885. I love it. It's my baby. And I've rebuilt it a couple of times. That's all I've got.
Well, sounds good. Sounds like a piece of equipment that still gets use and is worth it for you. I like that.
K4GBH, KS1PPY, go ahead.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GBH. Good evening to everyone on the Paranet. Good to hear you this evening there, good to hear you this evening there, Chuck, and good to hear everyone on the net. Well, Friday I made a contact to the, all the way up into Alaska, but the guy wasn't coming in too good on 15 meters, but he could hear me, but the bands weren't too good on Friday evening. But I did make a contact to Anchorage, Alaska, from my dad's place on 15 meters. But the guy was able to read me, and it was about 10:23 in the morning in Anchorage, Alaska. So that was a pretty good contact, but it just wasn't too great. But he was able to hear me. He didn't have the greatest antenna either. So other than that, the HF was pretty good this weekend. I got on 10 Friday and made some contacts there in different places. But good to hear everyone. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, and hope to see everyone in our next December meeting after we have Thanksgiving. Hope to see everyone at the Christmas dinner in December. If that works out, hopefully Chuck can pick me up. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and back to net control, 73.
Sounds good. That is awesome. Anchorage, Alaska on 15. That's definitely one for the books, and hopefully you get many more better contacts on that. That is, I would be happy about a contact like that. I've been trying to reach Alaska on a couple different bands, so it's a little bit jealous. Let's see, K2PI, Harv, go ahead.
KS1PPY in the net from K2PI. Good evening to everybody. I think I've got this thing set to echo back to me, and I'm sorry if you're hearing a little bit of my own voice in the background here. I guess I was thinking. So Rich definitely wins the award for the things that are oldest that were given to him. I don't have anything that old that was given to me, but I do have some gear here that's I think the oldest piece of gear I have in the shack is a 3C 140 ohm mainline telegraph sounder. They were manufactured between 1875 and 1900, and it still works. I've used it. Made it work, throwing 9 volts through it, and so if it was, you know, in the last year of manufacture, it's at least 122 years old, and it sits here on the shelf. The thing I use very often, at least weekly, is a Signal Electric Navy type key, an R64 from about 1939 that I've got here, and I use quite frequently. It's a really good straight key, and I enjoy it very much. My oldest piece of original gear that I purchased is an MFJ tuner I have from 1977. So not that old, but it's still workable. It still sits on the shelf when I pull it out, and I've used it fairly recently, in fact. Spent the week doing a few things around the house here. I did get on the air a little bit this weekend on CW on the SKCC weekend sprint, and I also operated in the EU Reedy contest for a little bit. Neither of which I put a lot of hours in, but they were kind of fun. I also went outside and rehung the beverage, which had broken at one point, and also some animals had gnawed at the coax feeding into it. So I had to re-terminate that and put it back on. The beverage is up and operational again, which is really useful. I've also spent a bunch of time this weekend working on something called an Elgato Stream Deck, Sierra Tango Romeo Echo Alpha mic deck. Which is basically a little pad of buttons, 15 buttons. Each one of them is a little LCD screen in itself. And you can program it to do anything. Connect it to your computer. It could be any key sequence you want. It can inject commands at the command line. It can run and initiate any program. And I've got it set up for N1MM and a number of other programs. Basically, I no longer have to type the keyboard commands and go out with the mouse and find things. I just press the button on the Stream Deck and get things operational. Really useful in the shack. Finding lots more uses for it as I go along. Back to net, KS1PPY, K2PI.
Wow, that actually sounds like a lot of fun. One button lots of stuff. I like that. Let's see, next up I've got KN4MOX.
This is KN4MOX to the net. I was actually in and out, but it's okay. So I guess in terms of things I've done regarding ham radio, only one thing, sadly, which was helping my dad, K2PI, with his shack. We tried to set up two monitors so that he can have bigger monitors for his ham gear. So that was about it, unfortunately. Back to net. This is KN4MLX.
Alrighty. Apologies. The ins and outs tend to blend together because I have to
run up and right-click and change statuses. I usually sometimes don't get that in there fast enough. But thank you for the update. And, yeah, screens, I like my screens. My ham shack, quote-unquote, is mostly screens, six monitors all over the place. So don't feel bad that he had two. He could have had you setting up the array that I've got going. Let's see. Then we had... TM4OZH was in and out, and that's the last name I've got for this round. So if there are any new check-ins or rechecks, this is KS1PPY. Please give me a call.
7IBV.
Okay. Perfect double. KCFR.
WV7RIV.
Okay, we've added Brad and 7IBV, K3FR for a recheck, and WV7RAV. There was another station in there somewhere, but all I heard was a buzz, and all I got out of it was K3FR. Let's give one more try to anybody that I haven't mentioned yet for new check-ins or rechecks. Go ahead.
This is KC4NPD, Kilo Charlie 4.
Whoop. Hold on one sec. That doubled up real bad. I heard Simi in there. Simi, what is your call sign? Go ahead.
Kilo Delta 4 Romeo Echo Echo.
Okay, I don't know why I constantly forget. I remember your name, but I can hardly ever remember your call sign on there. And then there was, what was the next one?
Net Control, please copy Kilo Charlie 4 November Papa Delta.
Roger that. Kilo Charlie 4 November Papa Delta. That's the one I missed. John in Richmond from Echolink. All right, let's start off with those who have not checked in yet. Actually, before I move too far on, I just remembered there's another additional announcement from an email we got from Brad about the Christmas party on December 10th at the Path Foundation. To throw that out there for anybody coming in, come join us for we're calling it the Ham Feast, it looks like, in the list of things. But let's go ahead, N7IBV, go ahead.
KS1PPY, N7IBV, thanks, Sippy. First of all, Sippy, F5 will toggle between check-in and check-out, which is what we use if nobody has a comment, so that's a real quick one for you, F5. Christmas... celebration, Christmas activity, kind of tongue-in-cheek because when we book the room, we cannot actually call it a party because the Path Foundation doesn't allow parties. So, anyway, it doesn't really matter for here or there. But let's see, I guess I booked the facility from, I guess, 4 p.m. onward, but that gives time for setup and whatnot, so... Anyway, we'll be around, like I said, until we can't stand to look at each other anymore. I checked in late because I got roped into looking at a YouTube video of the unfortunate, very tragic accident down in Dallas today, I guess. Collision between a P-39 Cobra and a B-17 bomber at an air show. And watching guys' commentary on it, looking at the details and heartbreaking. All of the six people died in that, and tragic accident, as well as, of course, the complete loss of both aircraft. So, anyway, that's what I was up to there. I have, I guess, the oldest piece of equipment here that I could, and I keep meaning to actually get back on the air, is a assembled in 1975 Heathkit SB-102. I do have an old, really old receiver that I believe was of the vintage actually used in the B-17s, ironically, that I used to listen to all the time as a kid growing up. And, you know, before I got my license back in the mid-70s. But I haven't powered it up in ages. But other than that, pretty much all my stuff is modern enough that it's not worth talking about. That's all I have. Thanks, Sippy and 7IBB.
Sounds good. Definitely condolences for anybody that was involved with the airplane crash. Air shows always seem dangerous to me to begin with. It's a marvel that there's not more of those kinds of accidents. It's tragic. Let's see, WB7RAV, Randy, do you have a comment for us? It's KS1PPY.
KS1PPY, it's WB7RAV. Short comment, my oldest gear, my oldest piece of equipment is a test meter I got. It's about 30 years old. Don't use it much, but it's there. The other, the oldest radio I've got is a Kenwood TS-120S. It's well used. I bought it used about 10 years ago, used it for a while, and whatnot. It still works. I loan it out to other folks to as an incentive to get their general ticket. Got three general tickets out of the deal, so I bet. Nothing else for this night, for tonight. This is WB7RAV, back to that.
Well, sounds good. Sounds well serviced and good to go. KD5REE, Simi, go ahead.
This is KD4REE. Well, I tried listening to 12 meters today. Didn't hear much. 17 meters was more active. I forgot to check 15 meters because I've been busy trying to troubleshoot my computer. Guess I need a new hard drive, so I've been trying to back up my files. And on the topic of all this gear, all I can think of is I have a Yaesu FT411E that I got in the 90s and a broken scanner too from Radio Shack, an old analog scanner that has like 800 megahertz but does not cover UHF airbands. No digital or even analog trunking capabilities. That's all I have for the net. Just wanted to check in and say hi. Becky City from KD4REE.
Well, sounds good. Join us anytime. Enjoy having you participate. And lastly, I've got, well, for new check-ins, I've got KC4NPD. John, go ahead.
Good evening. This is John in Richmond, Virginia, Kilo Charlie 4, November Papa Delta. Gosh, the oldest things that I have a Lionel J38 telegraph key, which was given to me by a ham, an elderly ham in the late 80s. He gave it to me to help me out, and then he passed away, so I kind of inherited it. And it's in pristine condition. It just kind of sits on my shelf in the shack, but it's something to behold. It's really a nice straight key. That's probably the oldest piece of equipment that I have here. It's good to hear everybody on the net this evening, and we'll say 7-3s. Back in net control. This is Kilo Charlie 4 November Papa Delta.
Oh, right at that. That's a heck of a way to inherit something. Unfortunate, but I guess it worked out, and at least you still have it around. It becomes a nice priceless piece of equipment. For rechecks, we had K3FR. Go ahead.
KSLPPY K3FR. Just wanted to make note that the Leonids meteor shower is going to be. The peak is scheduled, is predicted for the night of the 17th into the morning of the 18th. That's Thursday to Friday this week coming up. And then after that, we get into the granddaddies, the Geminis, over in December. So, back to the net, K3FR.
Ah, sounds good. Good chance for people to try out I can't think of the ion storm. Oh gosh, the word is escaping me. I tried out that mode and tried out that technique, and I'm actually kind of chuckling of the idea that we need to schedule more meteors. All right, but that's all we got for the time being. We'll go ahead and close the net, but everybody feel free to continue conversations afterwards if you're still around. This has been KS1PPY for the Farinet. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you need any further information or
updates, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Sparanet at w4va.org if you have a subject that you'd like to hear discussed on the net. Stand by for tones. And this has been KS1PPY for the Ferris Sunday Night Technical Services Net. The net's now secured. 7-3 you all.
Kilo, Charlie, 4, November, Papa, Delta, Dash, Lima, disconnected.
K4GBH. This is KO4VNZ. You still listening, Robert?